The idea behind the company Blue Apron is simple. Each week, the company sends customers a box with recipe cards and fresh ingredients to make a meal in less than 35 minutes. In 4 years, Blue Apron has grown so quickly and now delivers around 8 million meals per month. But BuzzFeed reporter Caroline O'Donovan has uncovered some disturbing effects of that fast growth. Reports of violence and code violations at Blue Apron's packing facility in Richmond, California. We should say Blue Apron is an NPR sponsor. Here's Caroline O'Donovan.
I started out by looking at police reports and found that since the facility opened, the police had been called to Blue Apron's Richmond facility 7 times because of assault, 3 times because of bomb threats, 2 times because of weapons.
I asked Caroline O'Donovan why there was so much violence at this warehouse.
Between August 2013, when it opened, and now, this facility has grown to be one of the largest employers in the city of Richmond. The city of Richmond has had problems with crime and with gang violence. So to some of the police officers that I spoke with, a facility that's grown that quickly, some of that violence was not surprising to them. In conversations with managers who had overseen hiring in the first couple of years at this facility, they said that because of the sort of general chaos and the speed of growth, they didn't always have the opportunity to interview candidates for jobs as stringently as they would have liked. And in addition, and Blue Apron has said this in statements, the company worked with, in order to hire as many people as they needed to accommodate that growth, the company worked with a number of staffing agencies through which they hired temps. And Blue Apron allowed those staffing agencies to do their own vetting and overseeing of background checks. Blue Apron has said that caused some of the problems with employees and that they terminated the relationships with those staffing agencies as soon as possible.
You cover a lot of tech startups for BuzzFeed. Is this common that, first of all, that a company would be hiring people in such a rapid way and that because of that, there are problems?
I think that in tech, in startups, in Silicon Valley, in this world, rapid growth is what you want to see, right? We talk about hockey stick growth. I think what makes Blue Apron slightly different, although not different from all of the companies that I cover, is that it's not just about hiring engineers or scaling the number of people using your software that quickly. You're talking about growing the number of warehouse workers that you employ. You're talking about growing a manufacturing facility at that speed. You're also talking about growing your food product sourcing network at that speed, which also means working with farmers. This is a perishable product. So there are a lot of added layers of complexity that make a company like Blue Apron different from some other startups. But what makes them the same, of course, is that Blue Apron, like a lot of those companies, is venture-backed.
Does that mean there's more pressure on the company then to, you know, show profits?
I think startups in the food space are under more pressure than other food manufacturing companies to grow quickly.
Caroline O'Donovan is a reporter for BuzzFeed. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Blue Apron sent NPR the same statement it shared with O'Donovan. The company says after it stopped using the temporary staffing agencies, it took steps to intentionally slow its growth, like cutting its marketing budget and closing shipping days until appropriate staffing was available. It also said it enforces a strict zero-tolerance policy toward violence, threats, harassment, and the use of drugs or alcohol.